This is Anna Mitchell, and welcome to this week's Triangle and Two podcast, where we ask Coach Carr three questions in under 2 minutes. Hey, Coach Carr, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. First question, you've had a long break with the snow. What do you hope your players have been doing during this week between your last win against Petersburg and the rematch with Hopewell?
You know, snow days are great. We expect that here in Virginia, especially in the month of January. Went through it last year. You know, with the time off, you know, we're not allowed to get in the gym here at the high school. So I'm hoping my players can get into the gym over at Fort Lee or, you know, over in Colonial Heights at AmFam. But, you know, I stress, you know, safety first, but if they can get into a gym, please do so.
All right. Second question. You really took it to Petersburg last Friday on their home court. What has been the difference on offense and defense?
That was a great team win on Friday night over at the Petersburg Coliseum. You know, a win like that over there doesn't come often. I've been a part of teams in the past who have been blown out over there. We've taken 30-point losses before, but it was really good to see the work and how it's paid off. And coming out of there with a 40-point victory felt good.
Nice. Third question. How will you approach Hopewell differently, if at all, considering the game came down to the last possession last time?
Yeah, we had two really good efforts against Hopewell. We just came out on a losing end there. It's really tough to beat a team by three times in a row. Hopefully that cliche is with us. You know, we're prepared this time. We know what Hopewell does. We know who they have. They know what we have. We're rivals. It's going to be a tough game to go over there and pull out a victory, but we're playing with a new sense of confidence. The boys feel good. I feel good. The staff feels good. And I expect a great effort tomorrow night over in Hopewell.
Nice. Thank you, Coach Carr.